Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Good evening. It's the Lake Show. Lake, put some gasoline on the bonfire and then walked out of here.
You remember that meme that had like the Joker walking away when everything behind him was on fire?
He did, man.
That's Henry Lake.
He burned the whole thing down, but I appreciate it. I am Dave Schwartz in for Henry Lake this evening, along with Mr. Chris Tubbs. Great to be with you. We will not be talking about term limits and age, although the text line seems to be lighting up. We will not be talking about that. We do have a fun show planned, but we'll start. I want to start this week. I mean, the biggest news in terms of just sheer, I don't know, interest. We have our new manager of the Minnesota Twins. There were so many names that came around. We heard names up. You know, it was this former Twin. Maybe it was this former Twin. And then we find out this week it's Derek Shelton, who obviously came over from the Pittsburgh Pirates and was in the organization before. I really struggled with how to feel about this, Chris. And I mean, on one hand, we're bringing back, you're kind of keeping the old boys club, the retread. You're bringing someone back who understands the organization. On another hand, you're also bringing someone in who's been in the organization and knows what's going on here. And let's be honest, how things have been going the last year and change is not really the way I think Twins fans want to go with things.
Not great.
Here's why I like the pick of Derek Shelton. And you truly have to sit here and really analyze who you are as the Twins organization. The Twins organization is not going to get do you really think that organization is one that a massive amount of managers are going, well, put me in there. There's salary cap issues. They didn't win. They tried to sell the team and couldn't sell the team. And so now it's staying there. And the attendance numbers were down and free agents don't always want to sign there. And oh, by the way, they got rid of a bunch of great players at the deadline this year. So this idea that the line was around the block of Target Field to get that job, I think is not necessarily correct. Now, people always want jobs. People always want to be managers. The reason I like Derek Shelton is if you look at his track record and you look at his record in Pittsburgh, people are going to go, well, wait a second. His record, you know, wasn't amazing in Pittsburgh. You know, it was sub 500, I believe. But what he was good at there was developing players, bringing guys through a system, and turning them into major leaguers. Now, did they always win? No. But what do the Twins need? And I've talked about this many times with Jason DeRusch on Mondays. What do the Twins need? They need to develop their players. The players somehow, they draft these higher players, and then they don't turn into what they want in the big leagues, and that is because of development. You've got to develop them. That is something I think, from what I've gathered, that Derek Shelton is pretty dang good at. It makes sense. But don't always look at the record. you can't always look at people's managerial record as a point for success. And I say that because I was caught off guard this week by the list of Twins managers and their records. I saw this list and I was like, you're kidding me. Paul Molitor, a little bit below 500.
Mm-hmm.
Rocco Baldelli, above 500. Tom Kelly, do you know what his win-loss record was?
More wins than losses?
No.
More losses than wins?
He won 1140. He lost 1244. Mm. I'm not great with math, but I'm pretty sure that's below 500. So stop everybody saying, well, his record wasn't great. It's not always about the record. It's about what you have to deal with and what you have to develop. And I think that's the strength that Derek Shelton brings.
I think part of the frustration is, and I think Twins fans, Twins territory, we have to own some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have unrealistic expectations when it comes to this baseball
team. Yes.
Because Rocco Baldelli's out, great! We're going to go out, we're going to get, you know, a Bruce Bochy type.
Yep.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy type isn't walking through that door.
He's not. He's not.
And this organization plays it very, very safe when it comes to a lot of their transactions. I know the Carlos Correa thing, Josh mm-hmm. Donaldson, they didn't work out. I feel like the more they try that and the more it doesn't work, and I mean, you can argue whether or not the Correa thing worked, but just kind of thinking outside of the box, it just is not a strength of this team. So I feel like they play it very safe, and someone that knows the organization, someone that's familiar with the organization, I feel like they want somebody that can come in and they can slide in
yeah.
and can be, I don't want to say Rocco 2.0, but understands the philosophy.
No, you're right. They will. And I don't think that that's a good thing. And I was
more of the same over yeah. the last 2 years. It hasn't worked. It's not right. it.
And my guess is, and I don't know Derek Falvey on a personal level, but he wants someone that's going to do things his way. And I'm guessing that's why that was one of the big selling points. I am probably, I don't know if I'm one of the few people, but when they sold off players at the deadline, and I mean, really, they burned the place down. They did. Maybe I'm the only one that I actually thought it was a good thing. To me, the Twins have so rarely done something like that where they've said, you know what? We're so far out this year and our pipeline is so depleted that we're not going to compete in 2, maybe 3 years. Let's burn the place down. Let's get rid of these guys who with heavy contracts and or who are underperforming, and let's get some new blood in here and let's build it back up again. That's what successful organizations do. But we're not used to it here in Minnesota.
I think part of that too is who do you trust in the Twins organization to rebuild? In theory, yeah. that sounds great. Although in execution,
yeah.
we've seen that some of these moves have been questionable.
Yeah.
You know, they have not worked, and now we're in this perpetual rebuild where we're talking about, okay, we're going to sell these players. You don't want to become Tampa Bay or, you know, Kansas City when they had, you know, Johnny Damon, Jermaine Dye, you know, guys like that develop into superstars, and then they, you know, they trade them off. So I think right now the idea is good, but do you have trust in the front office to make the right decisions that will net you the prospects that can get you to compete with yeah. Cleveland and with Kansas City and with Detroit?
That's a great point, right? It's great to rebuild a house, but who's your contractor? Is it someone who's good, or is it me who barely knows how to use a screwdriver?
What is this? It's a hammer? No.
Great.
That's a saw.
Yeah. But that's where I think Derek Shelton comes in, is you need someone who knows how to develop these guys, because that's been the issue. And if you're going to burn it down and if you're going to restock it with young, talented players who need that to come out of them, you need that guy at the helm who can do it. Rocco Baldelli was very philosophical and out, you know, he was very in the head game of it, and which is great. But ultimately, it's got to pay dividends. And I think Rocco Baldelli took the fall, right? I mean, doesn't everybody?
What did Chris Carter say? Everybody needs a fall guy.
Yeah. Yes, everybody needs a fall guy. You can't get rid of the whole team, although they tried. So you've got to get rid of the manager. And that was unfortunately Rocco. And I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. You can write this down. Rocco will go somewhere else in the next 5 years and he'll win. I don't know if he'll win a World Series, but he'll go somewhere else and he'll win. And we'll all go, well, what happened? Why couldn't he do it here?
Yeah, I feel like some of this, and, you know, this is from just my feeling after, you know, having done Final Pitch for the past 5 years with Henry. And, you know, you hear a lot of things along the way during the course of a broadcast. And I know there have been a couple times where, intentionally or not, Danny Gladden has, you know, just talked about things being, you know, things being already... based on analytics, this is the direction we're going to go.
I feel, and
analytics shouldn't be a dirty word, but that's something, it's like when you Google analytics, you feel like you have to clear out your browser history because you don't want anybody to know you've been looking at analytics. What are you doing on? I'm looking at analytics. Oh my God, no.
No, I'm looking at something else.
I'm looking at something else, anything but analytics. That word has just been, I feel, overused. And I think to a point, some of the decisions, maybe unjustly, maybe justly, were taken out of Rocco's hands. And I would like to see what someone who could just allow the game to organically play out. I wish that to be the case.
But will they let him do that?
That's the question, because if they don't, I feel like it's going to be more of the same. And you could put you or I in the manager spot. Ultimately, if we're following a spreadsheet to say, hey, fifth inning here, sixth inning here. Now, I will say, over the last couple of years, especially last year, a lot less pinch hitting, a lot less playing the matchups, which was good because these guys have to get, you know, Matt Wallner's and the Trevor Larnick's. Mm-hmm. You need to get at-bats against left-handed pitchers, which apparently was illegal for like the first couple of years. I didn't know that. But you got to let things play out a little bit more. You got to let the game breathe. And I feel like it's just so micromanaged. I hope that maybe Derek Falvey has the trust of Derek Falvey to let him maybe have a longer leash a little bit.
Well, and I have not seen a bunch of Derek Shelton, but I'll say this. He's got a little more pedigree to his name than Rocco did when he came in. He's a little bit older. He's a little bit wiser. He's got a little more
gray in the beard.
He's got a great beard.
He got a great beard.
And I get the sense that if he doesn't like what they're feeding him, he's going to go, this isn't why you hired me. This is my team. I think that it should happen this way. You're not the manager I am.
Maybe that's also, let's flip it around, because you kind of gave me a thought here.
Yeah.
I want to get your reaction on it. Maybe in a sense that's good for the Twins and somebody that's comfortable enough to say, I don't like this. I don't agree with this. I think we should go in this direction. Whereas, you know, if you're coming, your general manager is your boss. But if you have somebody that can freely voice their opinion, maybe that's what they need.
It is what they need, and you're right. They do need someone who's willing to buck the system a little bit and push back. And I don't know if maybe Rocco was just a company guy or a team guy, and he always said okay. But you need and I'll bring up a name that a lot of people know, a Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer, you always knew what Mike Zimmer thought, and he didn't care who you were.
No, he had zero F's to give, which you kind of appreciate that.
Yes, and if you're going to be a major league manager, coach, or anything like that, you have to have that mindset to push back. Because when you push back and when you have discourse there about what's right, you find the best answer. We'll take your calls and texts all night on this topic and more. The WCCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. We'll take a quick break and come back. What are we talking about next? I don't know. We'll figure it out on the way, right, Tubbs?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. I'm back in the saddle. Dave Schwartz in for Henry Lake. You're listening to WCCO. Well, I'm glad you didn't play country music coming in. You threatened me, Tubbs, that we would hear a lot of country music. George Strait and...
Hey, he's playing the Super Bowl this year, didn't you know?
He is.
You sign that petition, man. You don't even play with me. You're one of the many that want to get rid of Bad Bunny for George Strait. Who, by the way, George Strait is a great musician, but he is super boring. He sits there. I saw him. I used to be a country music DJ.
You did it.
I did. Real Country 102, KRCQ in Detroit Lakes. Yes, I spent some time at the
Two Pass Ranch. You have been around.
I mean, in terms of like radio, yes. Yeah, you got to specify that.
My only country, and I don't even know if you really classify
I'm going to take
country.
That for a soundbite. Thank you for giving me a soundbite 23 minutes into the show.
You have been around? Is that cutting? That's it.
Oh, that's totally. Oh, yeah, you've been around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate
you
that.
You might make more of a splash than Matt Khalil did today.
Oh, dude.
Oh, we'll say that. My mic's falling down.
No, that's, well.
That's also.
That's not a Matt Khalil thing, though, right? That's not a Matt Khalil
seriously,
thing.
Seriously, how do I keep this thing straight up? There we go. That'll be on there. We're a professional radio station here.
If this doesn't win a Marconi, I don't know what will, man. I don't know what will. Well, you wanted to figure out what we're going to talk about. This is Matt Khalil and microphones falling down.
Oh, my goodness. That's late. We have to wait till at least after 7.
No. Oh, by the way, yeah, Matthew Collar from Purple Insider joining. I told him the first thing we're going to talk about is Matt Khalil. And he's like, what is that? I'm like, Google it. He's like, no, I don't want to. I'm like,
I'm on a company computer. Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm like, Google it. But I did want to ask you because we were, talking about the twins and, mm-hmm. Developing this younger talent.
That's a great segue back to it, by the way.
You like
nicely
that?
Done.
I'm a professional, as they say. So we're talking about the guys in the pipeline and having a stacked farm system. I think there's a concern for Twins fans this off season that the bloodletting might not completely be over because you've still got Joe Ryan that people are going to. I mean, people were asking, the Red Sox in particular were asking at the trade deadline. You got Pablo Lopez. Me, I don't think it's a good idea to. You can't cut into the bone, right? At this point, like if you're the Twins, you trim the fat. You're cutting into bone if you get rid of Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They get rid of Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez. Where do they go from there?
I can't. I'm with you. There's certain to me in baseball. There, and I'm not the biggest baseball guy in the world, but from my time covering this stuff over the 20 years, I do know this: you cannot win baseball games without pitching. You can be in games. Maybe you could win a game if your second baseman isn't playing well, or if your outfielder's too slow. Like, you can still win. You cannot win baseball games without solid pitching. And if you get rid of either Pablo Lopez and or Joe Ryan, and I agree with you, Joe Ryan is definitely the sexier of the two prospects.
Well, I think Joe Ryan, to me, when he's on, has the best stuff on the staff.
He's great. And his contract is much less. You know, so you are, you know, it's $6,000. They're both free agents in 2028. And the way this goes is you have to see what the player wants. There's going to be these conversations behind closed doors that say, are you staying? Like, are you really interested in staying here long term? Because if you're not, then we're going to try to see what we could get for you. Those are conversations that are had. It may be agents doing it with management and not players per se. But those are conversations that have to be had. Because if you're not, it's irresponsible as an organization if you're not trying to see what your players are going to do next. Because or they're just going to up and leave and you're, whoops, we get nothing for them in 2028. Mm-hmm. So you'll know at some point. Then it's, okay, which one of these guys want to stay? Do they both want to stay? It's a great 1-2 punch for your rotation to have both of those guys if you can afford them. Pablo's $18 million, Joe's $6 million. But I don't see a way, unless there's someone in the pipeline that I don't know about, which is certainly possible, that is going to jump in and be that dominant and have that dominant stuff that Joe Ryan and or Pablo Lopez have.
I mean, Zebby Matthews probably, to me, is the closest. And over the, you know, especially over this year, anybody that's listened to Final Pitch and the program knows that I'm a huge Zebby Matthews fan. I love Zebby Matthews. Yep. Like, I love the stuff. I think the upside is there. I just feel like at this point, you've got a nice set of arms in the minor leagues. And the cupboard, I know Twins fans are, you know, apathetic at this point. I don't blame them at all. I completely understand. You know, the press conference the other day where it's talking about, you know, what's the hook for Twins fans? Well, they're going to come out and battle. They're going to come out and, you know, they're going to grind off. Yeah. It's coach speak. It's, you know, it's cliches. At the end of the day, you got to have those marquee stars. Luke Keyshaw is not a star yet. Royce Lewis, really good player. I feel like he's on the verge of being a star if he can be healthy. I might be in the minority there, but that's Henry and I've had that conversation many times. Byron Buxton, superstar.
When he's healthy,
absolutely.
Yep.
You need guys that are going to sell tickets. Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan help sell tickets. Byron Buxton sells tickets. Other than that, you need a reason to re-engage this fan base and give them a reason to go out to Target Field for your entertainment dollar, because there are a lot of things in this market. We're blessed to be in a very good entertainment market. Twins need to give them a reason. And, you know, my opinion, if you're rolling with a bunch of young guys, scrape it. Who are the adults in the room?
I'll agree with you with the caveat of this. You can have the most entertaining, outstanding talent out there. If the one thing that's going to bring people to the ballpark every night is winning, that's it. This is you just said this and you're 100% right. This is a crowded sports town and a crowded sports landscape in which everybody is competing for your dollar for a ticket. If you can't put a winning product on the field, I don't care if you have Goofball the mascot pitching and throwing 99 miles an hour down the pipe. It doesn't matter. You absolutely have to win games or else no one's coming. That's what it is. And I agree with you. It's Zebby's good. He's not there yet. I do think you can't have enough really great pitchers. And if they can keep them all and keep everything under the cap with your stars, you got your Buxtons, you got your Royce Lewis's, and that's going to make it all work. And they have to do that. So, that's the way it's going to be, and we're going to keep chatting about it until, what do we got? We got about like 3, 4, 5 months until baseball season comes around. And we've killed a half hour with baseball talk.
Two and a half hours to go, Dave.
We'll take a quick break and come back. The World Junior Championship is here in St. Paul in just a couple of weeks. Pat Kelleher is the Executive Director of USA Hockey. We're going to talk to him next. You're listening to 830 WCCO. Welcome back to the Lake Show. Dave Schwartz in for Henry Lake. The World Junior Championship comes to St. Paul Friday, December 26th through Monday, Friday, December 26th, 2025 through January 5th, 2026. Pat Kelleher is the Executive Director of USA Hockey and joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Pat, thanks so much for joining me tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. A fantastic event today out at Mall of America announcing the 50 days out. There was so much excitement. There was so much buzz. I get the feeling people in this town understand just how big this tournament is when it comes to USA Hockey. From your standpoint, how big is it that it gets to be here, that it's on? It is in Minnesota. It is in the state of hockey. What does USA Hockey feel about that?
We are absolutely thrilled. I mean, you know, we don't get the chance to host this event too often, and it is truly the favorite hockey, the annual hockey event for people around our sport. You know, it takes place a great time of the year, right after Christmas, the holidays, New Year, and it's nonstop hockey. You've got the 10 best countries in the world. You get the future superstars of our game are going to be in Minnesota for 2.5 weeks right after Christmas, and it's a big time event, and fortunately, as it's grown, our success in it has grown, and that helps quite a bit too.
Bob Motzko, the head coach, talked a lot about the improvement of U.S. born hockey players over the past decade and things, and maybe even more, 15 years now. When this team is being selected, how much more difficult is it? And I know that this isn't what you're not selecting it, but speak right to the caliber of these players and just how much better U.S. hockey players have gotten over the past decade.
You know, we've had some incredible players come along for years and years, right? But now I think what it is just we're just deeper all the way across the board. I mean, you know, when our staff's going to be picking and Bob and his staff are going to be picking the players here, you know, hey, there's some guys that are returners from last year that we can pencil in very likely. But then those last, you know, 10 guys in the roster, there's probably 20 guys that can legitimately take those spots. Mm-hmm. So it's a great problem to have. It beats the heck out of the alternative when you're scrounging for a guy or two, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. It's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to U.S. born hockey players. Pat Kelleher is the executive director of USA Hockey, joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Pat, the U.S. Canada game is always going to be a big one. You've seen many of these. For people that don't get it, even at the junior level, this rivalry runs really deep, doesn't it?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, I'm actually, you know, watching our women take on Canada tonight on the NHL Network. But it is. It's the best. And we, you know, it's iron sharpens iron. And we've had some legendary battles at a lot of different events. At World Juniors, we're certainly hoping the way things shake out that maybe we play one another on January 5th in the last game of the whole tournament would be fantastic. Obviously, we're coming in as back-to-back defending champions, and for all of the Wild fans listening, I mean, if they see the highlights of last year's overtime winning goal, they're going to recognize the guy that made an unbelievable pass.
Yeah,
number Zeev. 8 for your Wild, Zeev Bouyam.
We love him.
I mean, he played in the World Juniors. That's a great example, right? You get a guy played in a year ago who was playing World Juniors, helped us win. It was an unbelievable player there, and now he's an impact player and making a difference for the Wild.
Yeah. By the way, those medal round packages, you can buy tickets for those now. WorldJuniorsMN26.com if you want to get those medal round packages. We spoke a little bit about Zeev Bouyam and the players that come through here are the NHL's next kind of stars. In your time at USA Hockey, do you have a favorite memory or a favorite, I don't want to say game, but a favorite memory of a player that you looked at, you watched play, and you went, you know what, this kid's going to be something. He's really going to be there.
You know, you see some of these young guys, right? Like we had, put an example, like a Jack Hughes, right? Mm-hmm. And that's for us, it was the 2001 birth year, which Matt Boldy was a part of it, right? And Matt at that time was probably a second line guy on that group. And the first line was guys like Hughes and Caulfield. And now you look at where Matt Boldy is, and he's every bit as star as any of those guys from that group. So, yeah, we've certainly seen different performances. I mean, you go back to, I think, years and years ago. I can't remember the exact year we had in North Dakota. And I think Phil Kessel was 17 years old. He was a as we would call it, a double underager. He could still play in two more World Juniors, and he scored a hat trick, I think, against the Swedes and was just absolutely electric. So you see some of those breakouts. You see some of those guys that have been and around and known that live up to the hype. So I remember Phil back in the day. That was really a legendary performance. And then you go back and really all of our top guys have played in the World Juniors and many have, you know, won gold medals. And we take that forward in other events on our men's side, hopefully another one that comes up in February of this year.
We're pretty excited for that one, too. Absolutely. Does it ever get old for you seeing these kids get to put on the, you know, the red, white, and blue sweater? Some of them, it's the first time. Some of them have played in international competitions before. But for those guys that get to put on that crest for the first time, and I've talked to you've talked to Billy Guerin and Mike Modano and what it meant to them to put that on, you know, just how that really sank with them. Does it ever get old for you to see that, to see these kids really just look at that jersey and go, this is what all the hard work was for?
There's two parts to that, Dave. The one is never put one on myself, but I'm fortunate. My brother, Chris, who's the assistant GM of the Wild, he played in 95 in the World Juniors. And, you know, I remember that experience vividly. He was named late to the team. We remember watching on TV and how special that was for not only Chris, but our family. Mm-hmm. And I think of that when I think of these players, like the players, it's unbelievable. But then we get a chance to meet their families and just how much it means to them. And you think, you know, how much families invest and support in their kids to play hockey and to get to an elite level. It's kind of a great reward and really, I think, emblematic of our organization. It takes a family to put a player on that sort of level. And then when they do get them there and expectations are high, their families are there to support. And ideally, we have a big celebration with all the families after a gold medal game on January 5th next year.
I had no idea that Chris was your brother. I did not know that, Pat.
Breaking news.
So then you're a Wild fan, right?
Absolutely.
There we go.
Track of the Wild. I saw that goal the other night. Thought it was a great goal.
Okay, the game winner. That was the first time I had ever seen a goal go in and count when the net had come off. I've never seen that in all of my years of watching hockey.
Yeah, the Wild will take it for sure.
Yeah, it was fun. Let's stay on that note about Minnesota, because obviously there's other cities in the running each time when the opportunity comes up. What made Minnesota the logical choice for 2026?
Well, I'm almost surprised you even have to ask, Dave.
I know the answer. I don't know if our audience does.
It's the state of hockey.
Yeah.
You know, we're fortunate. I mean, we had an incredible event in Buffalo, World Juniors in 2018. If those remember, we played an outdoor game against Canada in the Bills football stadium. That was incredible experience. And you know, we want to make sure it's a great experience for the players and the facilities at the U, and then, you know, at now Grand Casino are going to be top-notch for the athletes mm-hmm. to come there. And then just the genuine passion and love that people in Minnesota have for the game of hockey, it's really, you know, it's unmatched. And that had a lot to do with it. And then, you know, we're blessed with incredible partners. I mentioned the University of Minnesota and obviously mm-hmm. Coach Motzkow leading the team, but then the Wild from Craig Leopold to Matt Maka, obviously Billy Guerin's fairly tight with USA Hockey as well. Just people that really care about our organization, about the sport, and really they want to show off Minnesota and they want to show off St. Paul and Minneapolis. And then, you know, Wendy Blackshaw and Minnesota Sports and Entertainment, like mm-hmm. incredible partners that know how to get things done. And we're going to put on hopefully a heck of a show on the ice. And I know off the ice and for fans, it's going to be an incredible experience. And so all those things add up, and we had some tough choices and decisions to make, but at the end of it, we're really, really, really happy to be working with everybody in Minnesota.
It is going to be a really fun tournament. They laid out, Wendy laid out a lot of the plans for everything that's going to go around St. Paul. And it's going to be done right, and that is exciting. Pat Kelleher is the executive director of USA Hockey, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's talk about the other big international tournament that you talked about, and that is the Olympics in February. Another tournament where you have to put together a roster. And I chat with Billy Guerin the other day, and he said the hardest thing is that there's some really, really good hockey players who are not going to make the Olympic team. And people think, Pat, that, oh, well, they're big hockey players. You know, what do they care? These guys do care, and I think that was very much evident from the Four Nations Cup last year. This absolutely matters to them, the international play, doesn't it?
100%. On the men's side specifically, I obviously was there with our group last year, and the Four Nations was an incredible event for hockey, and it was, as I tell everyone, it was great right up until it wasn't great at the very end. But you know what? We had a reception with our families and a lot of players and staff right after that in Boston, and I had unsolicited five guys, Jack Eichel, the Tkachuks, others come up and say, "Hey, we're getting that gold next year. Like, yeah. we're not gonna be denied. This can't happen again." It was really amazing, and just shows that they're winners. They've been winners all their lives. They're winners at the National Hockey League level, and they want to win internationally. They've won World Juniors. They've won Under 18s with us. We're fortunate. Last year, we had a bunch that were over in Sweden and won a gold medal in the men's worlds for the first time in 90 plus years. Yeah. You know, when these guys, they don't show up just to hang out. They show up and expect to win. And yeah, that's great pressure and expectation to have on our men's team, frankly, on our women's team and on our sled team. I keep saying it out loud. Our plan is to go to Milan and bring back three gold medals, yeah, the men, the women at the Olympics, and the sled team at the Paralympics. And we're certainly capable. It's not going to be easy, but that's the plan.
Two of my favorite hockey games that I ever got to see were both Olympics. Was the shootout with Team USA, the men's side, Team USA and Russia, and that was not for a medal, but it was I believe, if I remember correctly, it was the first time they had met since, I want to say since 80, but that can't be right. It was the first time it was back in Russia that it was 80. That's what it was. And yeah, then on the women's side, it was the shootout when Lamoureux makes that unbelievable move. Yeah. And, I want to talk about the women's team for a little bit because I look up and down that roster for the national tournaments, and every year there's more and more Minnesotans. But you look at the quality of women's hockey in the past decade. Has it grown faster? I mean, has the skill? Is it me, or has the amount of skill and talent in the women's game grown exponentially the past maybe 10 to 15 years?
You are spot on. I mean, we have our team's playing right now, and I'm, you know, it's between periods, 1-1 yeah, after one for everybody against
Thank
Canada.
You.
But we have five lines playing tonight, right? Yeah. It's part of our process to select the team to ultimately play in Milan, and we have five forward lines playing tonight. And I look down that roster, and you're like, any of these lines like could score goals, yeah, or defend. Like it's just deep. We're gonna have some tough decisions on that side too, and frankly, the next group coming behind, it's really talented. I think, again, you go to people in Minnesota know grassroots community youth hockey in Minnesota does so much to develop all players, boys, yeah, and girls, and develop players for high school and then on to college and then professional men's or women's hockey. And it's the depth of our programs come from as a result of what people do in communities, certainly all around Minnesota, but all around our country, to give kids an opportunity to play the game, fall in love with it, and hopefully really, really develop. Ideally for us to be someone that could be on an Olympic team or in a Paralympic sled team.
The next couple months are going to be so much fun for USA hockey, for international competition. I cannot wait for the World Junior. I cannot wait for the Olympics. Pat, thanks so much for giving us so much time on a Thursday evening and what's been a busy day. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you next time you're in St. Paul.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing a lot of people when we're there in St. Paul and Minneapolis over Christmas time and New Year's.
All right. It's a great place to be around the holidays. Here's a little spoiler. It's always going to be cold. You will always be freezing during that time, which you
hockey
well
weather.
Know. It is hockey weather.
Hockey weather.
Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
As Pat Kelleher, Executive Director of USA Hockey, I learned something. Did not realize that his brother Chris was an assistant with the Minnesota Wild, who, by the way, are tied 2-2 right now with Carolina. I don't know that people quite, and I shouldn't say I don't know that, because we have a lot of great Minnesota hockey. We have a lot of great hockey fans in Minnesota. And I know that tickets are still on sale, and, you know, you go buy your tickets because you're going to see the best of the best. And it is the idea that it, and Pat talked about this, the idea that it doesn't mean something to these kids at either the junior level or the NHL level is false. And I don't know if you watched, Tubbs, the Four Nations last year. I loved it.
Yeah, I caught bits and pieces of it.
And everybody saw the fight. Like, it was awesome, right? I loved the Four Nations. I loved what it did for hockey, and I thought it was a brilliant idea. But it shows you that these guys do care. It means something to wear those colors.
Yeah, and I think there's, you know, there's this misconception, kind of like what you say, when you get to a certain level and you're playing in this, it doesn't really matter. You're just going through the motion. There's a lot of emotionally charged individuals that are playing in that game.
Yeah.
And to say that they don't care, it's a little disingenuous to all the work that they put in.
Yeah, and they do care. They absolutely do. A lot of these players have grown up watching, you know, watching international competition. So it'll be fun. Again, World Junior. I gave the website. No, I lost it. WorldJuniorMN26.com, I think. I don't want to get it wrong. But, yeah, I mean, go see the tournament. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a really good time. And there are plenty of tickets available, so go watch it in St. Paul. We're going to cut out here, come back. We'll take your texts at the last segment here. You are listening to 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, I'm going to ask you what you thought of it, but first, the WCCO Talk and Text Line. From our conversation about the Twins and what it takes to draw, Texter says, I respectfully disagree. The team needs stars in order to draw. I don't go, nor do any of my friends go to see the stars. We go to see a competitive team that can win. There have been periods, and the Twins past, where I think they're voice to texting, where they have had superstars, but then it doesn't work out. And but at least they're competitive, right? That's what she says. Underlined it is just be competitive. Just win, baby, says Al Davis. It's all it takes.
From the great beyond, yeah. Al Davis speaking through the text.
So I saw all the Purple Rain stuff last night. Henry and Dan and I were talking about it a little while ago. I have zero FOMO. I'm not in the least bit. I don't like crowds. I don't like fighting for parking. I know, old man yelling in a cloud. How was Purple Rain, Chris?
I didn't like it as much as I wanted to, which was kind of frustrating. The music, I thought the music was really good.
Yeah.
There were parts where, honestly, I thought it kind of drug on a little bit in scenes, and I thought that some of the dialogue could have been tightened up a little bit. And I'm by no means I'm a theater kid. Yeah. I was a theater kid when I was younger. Yeah, I was a theater guy in college as well. And my daughter's big into musical theater. Like, so anytime that we can go, we're very fortunate to be able to go to these. And I want to, I want to give her the experience because she's our only child. And with what she loves to do, I want to be able to give her the opportunity to study these, you know, these very talented actors and actresses. I thought that there was some of it that just kind of came across monotone. And it was just kind of clunky. The music was great. I had no problem with the music. I know some people are like, well, he, you know, he really didn't sound. I thought,
well, he's not going to sound like
no,
Prince.
He's not.
Prince sounds like
only Prince sounds like Prince. I thought overall it was great. And I forgot his name. The guy who played Morris Day.
Oh,
fantastic!
He was good.
I think it's like Jared Howlton or something like that. So stole the show, you guys. I'm telling you, Jared Howlton
stole it.
I believe that's his name. Oh, so good. So over the top of the Morris Day. Oh, that was the highlight of the show for me.
Was it like very true to the film, or was it like a stage adaptation? They took some liberties with it.
Yeah, they took some liberties with it. Obviously, a lot of the, you know, the violence and the misogyny and a lot of things from 1984.
Doesn't work today.
No, they had to update the whole, you know, dumpster scene, for example. Yeah. Morris was singing a song in a dumpster, so they tweaked a few things. Yeah. You know, there was one thing that I didn't like particularly, and that was they would have a video screen up there where it was just kind of like flashbacks to the kid's time, you know, kind of the trauma that he suffered when he was a child. I didn't like the television screen. I was talking with my wife today that we wish that those would have been acted out instead of actually having like a pre-recorded something. Like, yeah. I feel like you could have had actors, you know, portraying that. It's got some things to work out, but overall, I think that it's got some potential, but it still needs a little bit of work. I went in really, really, really wanting to love it, but I came out thinking it was okay. It could have been better.
Yeah.
And I think it'll get better before they ultimately get it to Broadway. It's, you know, ebbs and flows.
So it comes to us first and then it goes. So we're the proving ground for Broadway.
Yes. And it was Lion King. They did Lion King back in like 97 or so.
I actually saw Lion King on Broadway.
Okay.
It's outstanding.
Yeah. They'll do, I think, because they want to be, hey, if you can get it in Minneapolis, you can make it in Minneapolis with this. You can make it anywhere. Got a little work to do before it gets to Broadway.
Well, I'd rather live in Minneapolis. I've lived in New York. Not the city. I've done my time there. All right. Take a quick break. Come back. Hour number two. We're talking Vikings next. You're listening to 830.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.